So for the last 3 weeks and today 4 weeks, we've been hearing about the Eucharist, John chapter 6, such a long chapter. It took 4 weeks to reflect and understand. And it's been Eucharist and Eucharist, eat my bread and drink my blood. It's been wonderful. But then towards the end, like in all the chapters of John, we see this. John's gospel is a very beautiful gospel. John's gospel is written only to the purpose of creating a crisis. Not crisis in the meaning of English language, but the word Greek crisis, K-R-S-I-S, means decision. It is through the gospel of John, what is Jesus is presenting is, I am the light of the world. Now, your decision. I am the bread that gives life. Now, your decision. I am the water that will quench your thirst. Now, your decision. I am the resurrection and life. Now, it's your decision. So Jesus is actually, when we read, he's in front of our face. He's confronting us. And he's working miracles like, you know, he goes and raises Lazarus and he profoundly say this categorical statement, I am the resurrection, with me or not. He goes and works miracles in the feast of the dedication of the temple where people pray with the water. And he says, I am the water. If you drink from me, you will have springs of life coming out of you. In the festival of light, Hanukkah, he says, I am the light. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. John chapter 8, verse 12. In this fashion, Gospel of John is full of confronting question marks. He says, if you're with me, you're with me. There is no double standard. So towards the end of the Eucharistic exhortation in John's Gospel, we have come to a place where we have to make a decision. Should we stick with Christ or not? We should. Because if we read the three readings today, there is a beautiful message comes through. An obedient person brings anointing upon his people. An obedient person brings anointing upon his people. So we should cling to Christ. The more we cling to Christ, the more we become anointed and filled with grace. That is the reason to Mother Mary, angel said, full of grace, because she was so obedient. What she said in Luke chapter 2, we read, Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord be done unto me. It's like God has got a medium through which God can reach people. There is nothing blocking. It's like a pipe. There is nothing in it. No other personal agenda. No personal motivation. No plans, nothing. Except in front of the angel, Mary says, you can see me through. God can fill me. And when God gets such a space, that person prays, things happen. That person sacrifices, many people will be blessed. It's like Joshua. There is a particular reason we have Joshua as the first reading. Joshua is greater than Moses. Moses took the people of Israel out of Egypt, but Moses never seen the land of Canaan. It is only Joshua. It talks about Joshua like this. Look, Joshua, no one shall be able to stand against you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land. Only be strong and courageous. Be careful to act in everything that I command you.
And you know, until his end, Joshua obeyed every single word that is spoken to him by the Lord. Joshua obeyed every single word. That is, he was a perfect example of obedience in the Old Testament. What happened? He was the best leader. He took Israel to Canaan, and he experienced, he died in the promised land. Joshua, obedience. I'll tell you another example of a person who did not obey. That is Samuel. That is Saul in the book of Samuel chapter. Saul in the book of Samuel chapter 1 verse 15. Thing is that God make him the king and ask him, you go to war. And he goes. The command is destroy the enemies. But Saul goes to war. He fights. He kills everyone, but he take all the good stuff from the enemies. He takes all the good stuff from the enemy, and God makes him so angry. He sends Samuel and tells Saul, Saul, what have you done? And Saul says, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone to war. I have killed the king. I have taken everything in possession. I have destroyed everything. What's your problem? Samuel says, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? Or has the Lord has delight in obeying his voice? That's where we come. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Samuel says to Saul. And then we come to Christ. When we come to Christ, we see perfect obedience. That whatever the Father said, Jesus obeyed. And because of that, Jesus becomes the vehicle of anointing. That is why we read, John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water. But there is someone who comes behind me, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus was the perfect example of obedience. And today as I was walking into the mass, and I was sitting here and praising, I felt very sad. Though I was very happy, I felt the tears are coming. And I sensed that there's so many of us are in trouble. There's so many things troubling us. How can a God be so happy and joyful when his people are in tears? That is what I felt as soon as the scripture was reading and things were going through my mind about. I felt, my good Lord, why there is so much sadness in me? And I felt so much sorrow maybe in our lives. Many of us are maybe sad. But you know, let's cling to Christ. Because Christ is the throne of grace. Because he became so emptied, so God can completely come to us. Last week I was in Darwin. So I was praying and saying the mass, and this woman came up to me. She was very sad, and I felt for her. And I said to her, what do you want me to pray for? She said, I am a Filipino migrant. I've been working in aged care for the last 8 years, and my boss does not give me more than 7 hours of shift. So last 8 years, she is a single woman. She works in aged care, and the boss only give her 7 hours. And I said, do you believe in Jesus? She said, oh, Father, I've been a Catholic all my life. I said, do you believe in Jesus that grace can flow into you? She said, yes, Father, I believe. Then I said to her, in obedience, next 5 days, you pray in the mass, you say a rosary, you do fasting. I said to her, next 5 days, in obedience, you say the mass, you attend the mass, you pray the rosary, you fast. I was the Sunday before I was in Darwin, and after 1 week of mission, I was leaving Darwin. That day, after the 10 o'clock mass, she came up to me crying and said, Father, my boss gave me more hours in the aged care. More hours. And to me, that was, I just said to her, you do this. Then I said, I'm going to Canberra, I don't have to worry about it. But, it increased my faith. Because, Christ is the channel of grace. Because he perfectly obeyed. And it is very sad. It is very hard for us to obey. We have to agree. Because we read in Hebrew, by one man's obedience, we are all saved. So we have to exploit the obedience of Christ. We have to really exploit his obedience. And where is he so obedient? He's so obedient at the Eucharist. This is the place where Christ becomes so obedient. He takes his body and says to the Father, Father, all is yours. He takes his blood and tells the Father, Father, all is yours. Now he gives himself to the Father, and Father is so pleased, said, Son, I will do whatever you ask me. That is why in the post-reflection of the church, John wrote it in the gospel, if you ask anything in my name, Father will give it to you. This was the confidence of Jesus. If you ask anything in my name, why my name? His name is so powerful. Because he became so low. So low, lower than a slave, completely obedient, and his life became the channel of grace. That is why when we go to some people, we can feel anointing. Some people we approach, we feel the grace and anointing. Some very beautiful Carmelite nuns and things, and you feel the anointing. Why? There's so much in prayer. So much in obedience. Maybe not me. I'm not that much in obedience. So much in obedience. You go with them. You can feel. Why? There is so much room in them for the grace to flow. There is so much room in them so that God can work through us. So tonight, I feel that some of us are in sorrow and deep sadness and anything. See, maybe there are not many holy women and men here. But there is one person, the throne of grace at this altar. The person who completely emptied and became the channel. One by one person's obedience, we are all saved. Let us exploit. If you are for some reason crying tonight, for some reason you are disturbed tonight, for some reason you've been praying for this particular miracle to happen in your life, I pray in the name of Jesus, ask the Father, exploit him. And he will give it to you. Because Jesus, in his perfect obedience, humbled himself in love for us. What a heart Jesus has for us. What a heart. And when we have such a beautiful experience of Eucharist every day, God giving himself to us, where else we need to go? So let us offer all our pain, all our struggles, all our issues to him. Let us also walk away with one beautiful message. In our lives, the more we become obedient to God's word, the more we become channel of his anointing. When we pray with people, they get healed. When we pray with people, they receive peace and grace. Our life becomes more joyful. We find peace in the midst of struggling and suffering. So let us take that challenge too. Lord, make me a channel of your peace by emptying myself. By emptying myself. Help me to give you more room. Help me to become a Eucharistic person. Amen.